today, I wanted to use the last segment of our show to pay homage and remembrance to those who died on 9/11, to the families and to the heroes who were just amazing in their selflessness and also in the heroic acts that they gave. And today, to share that time with us, I have invited a very special person to join me, Sharon Morgan, who is my assistant. She is really the person who helps me keep things organized and is a new person on our team, but has already shown her value and just her mastery in organization and in keeping me on my toes. So Sharon, welcome this morning, and I'm so happy that you had the time to come in and spend a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Laura. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so excited to be a part of your team and to be a part of the amazing work that you do. And it's awesome to have this time to talk about a day that was so special to Americans.
Yes, yes. And that was, when we were sharing our stories a little bit earlier, where were you on 9/11?
I was actually in Brooklyn, New York, downtown Brooklyn, Brooklyn Heights, to be specific. At that point in time, I worked at a law firm in an office building on Court Street in Brooklyn Heights.
Right, right. And the and you were telling us about the day, and I think that one thing that was in common is that no one, you know, in their life could have ever expected that here in America that we would experience something like that. But one of the things that stood out for me in the story that you were sharing with me was, what floor were you on?
We were on the 26th floor.
And you had told me about seeing the planes go into the building, and then you were talking to me about how you had to evacuate that building, but that you had to evacuate that building going down the stairs. So could you talk a little bit about that for our listeners and what that was like that day?
Sure. Well, at that time, the building that we were in was the tallest office building in Brooklyn at that time. And the owners of the building, shortly after, you know, watching the planes hit, nobody knew what was going on, you know. And so their response to that was to basically shut the building down and have everybody evacuate. Shutting the building down in an emergency meant that the elevators could not be used. And so we, I believe the building had 36 floors at that time. And so we, everybody from our office, people from higher than us, people from below us, had to use the emergency exits to get down. And so it was just one of the things I remember about this day is, number one, how horrible it was that something like that could happen. But always following that thought is how resilient New Yorkers are and how when the chips are down, we are there for each other. And so going down those stairs, there were elderly people, people who needed to rest, people who needed to hang on to your arm, things of that nature. So with it being an office building and having many lawyers, lots of clients, some people with children, so lots of stuff going on. But everybody was really organized, really helpful where they could be. took our time, and we all made it out that way.
It was that was the thing that was just so remarkable that day. I was actually in my professional career at that time. I was a human resource manager for a manufacturer in Maspeth, Queens. And I remember pulling into the driveway, and it was actually, it started in Bethpage, Long Island. I was at Bethpage Park, and I was returning locker keys because I had done a fundraiser the night before. And all of a sudden, it was about, I think it was 7:30, quarter of eight in the morning, and the woman who was working in the office, she got a call from her son, and the impact had like pushed his chair all the way across the office, and he fell out of the chair from the building across the street. And I do remember, I worked in Long Island City in 1993, and I knew that something wasn't good. And so I hurried up and I got in the car and I drove, and I was just getting off the Queens Boulevard exit to head into work because we had over 90 people that were working at the shop. And I saw the first tower come down, and I was just thinking, if the second one could just stand up, and then just sped around the corner to the driveway, and the owners were running out. And, you know, it was like you said, you didn't know what was going on, and to what extent was this going to be happening. So running in, you know, and I didn't know, should I keep the workers there? If I let them out, you know, I knew they had to get to in touch with their families, but if I let them out of the building, would I be letting them out to more danger?
Yeah.
You know, we had talked about that as well, that unknown. So, you know, one other thing that was interesting to me when we were talking is that when you finally got out to the bottom of the and out of the building, the smoke and the ashes that were coming over, you were telling me that about that as well. What was that like?
Well, it was. At first, we didn't know what it was. We were actually on the Brooklyn Heights boardwalk, which you almost feel like you could touch, you know, the Manhattan skyline from there. And lots of people that had evacuated buildings in the area had gathered there, just kind of in shock, just looking like this cannot be happening. But as time went on and we stood there, it looked like snow at first, and then people were listening to radios and talking to each other, and we realized it was ashes. And, I tell you, within a couple of hours, the entire street by the boardwalk was covered. It was covered. The cars were covered, the street and the sidewalk, just like snow.
Yeah.
Only it was such a terrible thought. I mean, I just remember standing there watching Tower One fall, and everybody just starting to cry and, you know, think about the people that were there. Strangers hugging strangers and comforting each other, just, you know, knowing that we are across the way, but at that point, imagining what was going on actually there, you know?
Right. So we are sharing these stories today just to remind and to never forget and to honor our resilience, to honor our humanity, to honor the things that make us special as Americans. And I, in our last 30 seconds, just want to say, Sharon, thank you for remembering, thank you for sharing your story with our listeners. And people, I'm hoping that maybe today you'll find a way to give a hug and to be able to think about how blessed we are in our country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are strong. No matter what happens, we're strong.
Yes, we are. We're at the end of our show. Thank you. And for 9/11 survivors, 9/11 Memorial Day, God bless.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.